Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Journey to Success Radio Network. Our purpose on Journey to Success Radio is to interview people who are making a positive difference in the world. We explore important aspects and areas of life, including business, sales, spiritual, physical, mental, relationships, disabilities, and many more interesting topics. My name is Tom Tutall Cunningham. I'm a Napoleon Hill Foundation certified instructor. I'm also a regular contributor to their weekly newsletter. And in March of 2012, I spoke at the Napoleon Hill International Convention in Malaysia, where I shared the stage with Deepak Chopra, who was a keynote speaker for that event. I've had rheumatoid arthritis from my jaw to my toes since age 5. That's 44 years now. And in that time, I've had 4 hips, 4 knees, and 2 shoulders replaced, which makes me sound like a spider, and I've been hospitalized about 40 times. I also stand about 5'1". That's due to the heavy daily doses of the oral steroid prednisone that I had to take to fight my arthritis. Despite those physical challenges, anyone who knows me knows that I always answer amazing when asked how I'm doing. I'm also a senior research director for the Canadian Business Journal. We're a digital-only publication, and we're the official and only media partner with the Canadian Chamber of Commerce. My website where you can find out more about me is at tom2tall.com. My guest today is the amazing Steve Martin from OrganoGold, a blue diamond bordering on a black diamond. And that, for people who do not know OrganoGold or network marketing, is probably in the top 1 to 3% of the entire industry of network marketing. And the story of Steve Martin, a blue, as I said, diamond OrganoGold distributor, is enough to challenge the mindsets of anyone about the network marketing industry. Steve was already a millionaire at the age of 35. He was working in the family oil, gas, and concrete business in Calgary, Alberta, in Canada. Steve's a fellow Canadian, as I am. And he could have rested on his laurels, but instead, he and his wife, Rhonda, joined OrganoGold. And that decision has changed their lives in ways that could not even imagine. Steve and Rhonda have known each other since they were 15 years old, and their sons Jackson and Lincoln, 4 and 8 years old, are Steve's mastermind partners along with Rhonda. Rhonda actually joined OrganoGold before Steve, and when the money started coming in, he also joined and jumped in with both feet. Steve currently lives in Malaysia with his family still back in Calgary, Alberta, and that's a long distance. I know, I've been there twice this year. He is there to help his Malaysian partners build their business, and that is a huge commitment when your wife and 2 young sons are on the other side of the world. Steve is also a soon-to-be Napoleon Hill certified instructor. I met him recently on the trip to Ireland, where he was taking his leader certification. And Steve has a definite purpose that will change the world. And I know he's going to achieve it. Welcome to the show today, Steve.
Well, thanks very much, Tom. It's a great pleasure and honor to be here talking to you now.
And as a typical Canadian father, as we were talking earlier, you're taking your kids off to play hockey later on this morning after this interview.
That's exactly right. We're Canadians at heart, of course, born and bred, and hockey is in our blood.
Exactly. Now, Steve, you've listened to other interviews. I almost always start by asking people, when did they first read Think and Grow Rich? Like, what age were you? And was there anyone special in your life that suggested that you read the book?
Yeah, absolutely, Tom. I don't remember the specific date, but I do remember that I was about the age of 19 or 20 years old when I was first introduced to the book Think and Grow Rich. And actually, funny story was that at that particular time in my life, I was looking for a direction. I had finished some schooling, and I was looking for something that I wanted to do, whether it was to go back to school or it was to continue on with my sports. But I remember specifically seeing a commercial on TV at about age 20, and it had, and they talked about Napoleon Hill in the book Think and Grow Rich, and it really emanated with me because I thought to myself, wow, what a great title. All I have to do is think and grow rich. Well, this could be, you know, what I've been looking for. So I went out, purchased the paperback version. I think it was $4.95 at the time. And I started to read the book, and I thought to myself, wow, this guy kind of knows what he's doing. I didn't really understand the whole backing behind, you know, the commitment that Napoleon Hill made and that kind of thing. But people ask me all the time, you know, when you start reading, I'm about age 19, 20, but I haven't finished it yet. I don't believe that we really ever finish reading Think and Grow Rich because it's continuously giving us that information that we're always looking for.
Exactly. It can be used throughout our life. I actually read, I either listen to audio of the whole Think and Grow Rich or Law of Success every year. And every year, as you said, you're continually learning from it. There's no end to it. And I love the way you announce the name of the book. It seems to be how a lot of Organogold people say the name of the book, including Shane. You said Think. And then you pause and you say, and grow rich. And that's, I believe, what Shane thinks the secret in that book is think and then grow rich. And if you control the thinking, the 30,000 to 60,000 thoughts a day in your head, you will certainly achieve success and grow rich. And so, you're not 20 now. You're how old? You've been, so that's like 20-some years ago you read the book.
Yeah, I was 43 years old, just turned 43 on December 9th, so it's been 23, 24 years since I first turned the first page, and like I said earlier, is that I continuously go back to the book almost daily. I do a lot of public speaking, I do a lot of training, and the philosophy behind what I talk about is absolutely everything to do with the power of the mind. And I remember specifically I was doing a team call just the other day, actually, and, you know, I'm usually the one that closes off the call, and I didn't really know what I was going to talk about, and I remember specifically just going back to my book, my exclusive copy, and just opening the pages, and I opened to the pages of the seven fears, and I thought to myself, this is perfect, the seven positive and the seven negative emotions that really, you know, put people ahead or leave people where they are or even drop them back. And I focused on enthusiasm. And I just went on to talk about that because that's exactly what that book says. It doesn't matter where I open the book to, there's always something that I can learn from.
I love that principle, enthusiasm. When I think of Shane Moran, I think, of course, Definite Purpose. He and I have been following that book for 20-some years like yourself. But I think of enthusiasm. When Shane is enthusiastic about something, you can't say no. It takes a lot of will to say no to someone who's as enthusiastic as Shane is. And I just read something the other day in Napoleon Hill. Enthusiasm is a faith in action. And that's exactly a major principle, and one that I always think of Shane when I think of that principle, because he is enthusiastic about Organogold and helping other people. Now, Steve, I was thinking about you were already a millionaire at 35, and you're in a family business. So with a family business, it's often a nice lifestyle. You had the financial lifestyle, and you'd known Rhonda since you're 15, so you're like pretty well set in the eyes of the world as to success. And then you go into network marketing full time. And so I was thinking, like, wonder why someone would do that. And then when I met you in Ireland, I thought, okay, I think it's because with a family business, you can only help your employees, really, and maybe your customers. But with what you're doing, from what I learned about you, you love to work with people and help people. And with Organogold, you're given that opportunity. Is that one of the major reasons why you leave a family business? And I imagine at the time you probably had people saying, like, are you crazy? Like, you have the world by the tail already. What are you going to do with this crazy network marketing industry business?
Yeah, no, Tom. I think you might have been in, you know, at those conversations. That's almost exactly how it went. Was that people thought to me, or people said to me that, Steve, you know, that those things are scams. Those, you know, those businesses, they never work. There's, you know, my brother or my sister or my cousin, they tried that once, and you know, they ended up just losing their money. And I said, well, you know what? I'm at a point in my life where I believed that, you know, it was a crossroads for me. And really, yes, we had obtained financial freedom, but quite honestly, Tom, I had not really accomplished anything. Because, see, I truly believe in, you know, reading the book Thinking Grow Rich, of course, verifies this, is that, you know, I've never believed that I had to chase success. I've always believed that if I became success conscious, I would attract that type of success to my life. So that's exactly what I did. And in my businesses, you know, I refer to them as a sort of a single level opportunity where I traded my time for money, whether it was, you know, people that worked for me, they traded their time for money. I traded a service for money. I was able to provide a service to people, and they paid me to do that. But when I stopped providing that service, well, they stopped paying me. And really, I didn't have that leverage capability that I was interested in, you know, working smarter, not harder. Because, see, when I was in my business, we made money, and I was able to, you know, continue to grow the business at a steady pace. But I found that when I would leave the business for a short period of time, even just to go on holidays or, you know, through the winters, usually when we did a lot of that family stuff, because, you know, in the summertime, in construction industry, that's usually when we worked. So when I left the business, what I found is that, you know, profitability would go down. And so I thought to myself, you know, really all I have done is I have bought myself a job. And that was something that scared me, because in the industry that I was in, I was aware of some of the circumstances that followed this type of physical and mental need to run the business. And I would look around and I would see young men and women of, you know, 50, 60 years old that looked like they were 90 and, you know, 80 and 90 years old. And I thought to myself, I don't want to become one of these people. I don't want to become, you know, I don't want my job to become me. So I thought to myself, you know what? I need to look for some sort of other opportunity. I think it was going to come in the form of a cup of coffee and network marketing. I knew nothing about either of those two. I didn't drink coffee, and I didn't understand the power of the network marketing. And so, like you said earlier in the introduction, it was my wife, actually, God bless her, who took the decision to get started with OrganoGold. And I just simply followed based on some of the results that she was getting at a very early stage. So I thought to myself, you know, maybe this is what I need to do. So, we, you know, I was interested in it. I didn't commit to it right away, but I was interested in it, and we got started.
And you had mentioned something that came to my mind about the network marketing industry. Even like if you look at franchising, which everybody would accept, like everyone in your family wouldn't say you're nuts if you said, well, I'm going to buy a so-and-so franchise, even if it's like a coffee or a retail franchise. But even then, you are buying yourself a job. I've often said that to my wife when I were in a fast food place. I'm like, you know, this guy, that's the owner there. He just really bought himself a job. And if it's a retail job, those are long hour jobs, where with network marketing, you don't have those retail hours. You don't have the employees. You don't have to be there. And so that's one industry, network marketing, where if you understand it and know that it's a legitimate, time-tested principle for building a business with very little risk or cost, then it makes sense more than many business models out there, including franchises. And so, you know, if people really looked at network marketing, I'm sure a lot of them are like you. They never looked at or even considered it before. And so now another thing that I learned in Ireland that I really like is your mastermind team includes a 4-year-old and a 8-year-old, or soon to be 5-year-old, and a, I guess soon to be 9-year-old. Your sons are involved in your mastermind, as well as Rhonda, who you've known since you're 15. So if you know someone since you're 15, that person knows your ambitions, your desires, your aspirations, your definite purpose. So how is that to have your two boys involved in the mastermind? How do they encourage you, inspire you, and how do you explain the different things you're doing to them? Because, again, you're in Malaysia, the other side of the world, 12-hour time difference. When you're even Skyping with them, it's not even same time. It's morning and evening.
Yeah, no, Tom, it's, you know, this is one of the things that, as a family, we've been able to develop that I hold probably one of my greatest assets is the fact that that I have this great mastermind group that we've been able to put together here. And that, as you said, includes, you know, my best friend and my wife. It also includes my two boys, because the price that we're paying right now for freedom, but it's not just freedom for ourselves. It's freedom for many thousands of people around the world. And, you know, when we talk about the network marketing industry, generally the reason why people get started in this type of industry is because it's a generally a low capital input. It does not take a lot of money to get started in network marketing. And there's usually a product that people consume. And so that's generally what brings people into the network marketing arena, is the opportunity for them to create an additional stream of income. It's usually not something that they do on a full-time basis right off the bat. So for us, the same thing was true. When we got started in the network marketing industry 4 years ago, a little more than 4 years ago, it was June 2008, actually, that we got started. It was on a part-time basis. We continued to do our regular daily things, and it was network marketing that was something that we did when we had time to do. Now, that is generally the way that it goes with most people in network marketing, the vast majority of them anyway. But when we decided to make a full-time commitment to this opportunity, we knew that we had to take massive action. I've got a business partner in the business called, you know, Abby Ithiel, and he talks about massive action. And that's really what we did, is we took massive action. We said, you know what, we're going to do this business. Let's go do it. Let's commit to it 100% of the time, and let's really see if this is the vehicle that we need to get us to the level that we want to be at based on what we want to do in our life with our definite purpose. And with that said, you know, the initial investment in the business, the capital outlay with nothing, what the big investment really was, Tom, was our time. Because as human beings, we only share one thing. I mean, there's many things we share, but one thing that I talk about all the time is we only have 24 hours in the day. And it's the way that we either spend our time or invest our time with that 24 hours that we make a difference in the world. So we decided to invest our time. I truly believe spending your time is something that you do when you get nothing back for. You know, you spend your time watching TV or, you know, surfing the internet or, you know, doing things that generally don't bring you a return on your investment. So we decided to invest our time. I had to talk to the people that were the most important to me. And that was, of course, my wife and my two boys. And we made a commitment as a team, as a mastermind team, to say, look, guys, Dad's going to go away for a while, and I'm going to go around the world, and I'm going to help people to become free, and I need your help for me to help them. And then we went on to explain, as you would with children, you know, 4 years old and 8 years old, that this is important, that you allow Dad and Mom to spend time, invest their time with other people, so that we can make a difference in the world. But we only have to do it once, guys. We only have to go out there and help people once so that they can do what we're doing. So we're just going to show them how they can become free. And they said, you know what, Dad? It's important that you go out there and you help people. So it was funny, and I know I told you a story in Ireland, Tom. You know, I would, you know, Skype back to the kids, and I'd ask them, you know, how they're doing and how hockey's going in school and how the reading's coming along and things like that. And then my youngest, Lincoln, he would say, Dad, how many people did you help today? See, and that, to me, was the fuel that I needed to continue to keep going. Because, see, if a 4-year-old person can actually understand the concept that by helping others, your success is guaranteed. This was very powerful for me. I mean, he didn't say it that way, but that's what I knew was being formed in his mind. So to me, this is an exact example of how I believe that, you know, these two kids who will be great men one day are going to affect the world positively. So this is the fuel that myself and Rhonda use, you know, to invest our time and to make that conscious decision that, you know, what we're doing now is a small price to pay. Is a small price to pay for the type of legacy that we are going to leave.
Exactly. And your boys learn an amazing lesson as well, is that in order to help people, there's often a sacrifice. There's also usually a return. You have to work or give of your time or your money or your wisdom in some way to help others. So they're learning from 4 and 8, such a young age, that a purpose in life is to help others, and that to do that, you often have to make sacrifices here or there. But in the end, to help others, it's worth it. And so it's a tremendous lesson. And when you have a 4-year-old asking you how many people you helped that day, I'm sure that weighs on your brain, so you're not sitting there watching TV. And as you said, those mind-numbing, stupid time wasters that people spend time in. And that's another thing I was thinking of when do you know the average is like 33 hours a week for a North American spending time watching TV, on the internet, or playing video games? And yet you and I both believe how important personal development is, and to spend time reading a book about how to become a better you than watching a TV rerun of somebody being murdered. And so why is it so important to develop oneself and one's mind? I know I love the saying from Zig Ziglar that motivation isn't permanent, but neither is bathing. So I recommend each of them daily. And so that's the thing. My wife will sometimes say, well, come watch TV with me. I'll be like, no, I don't need to watch somebody getting killed. I have a really good book to read. I just got the new Conceive It, Believe It, Achieve It book from the Napoleon Hill Foundation. So let me go read that. And so why is it so important to invest your time, spare time, extra time, driving time, to improve oneself and make that a lifetime pursuit?
Well, I truly believe, Tom, that you know, the steadfast rule out there is that your personal wealth will never exceed your personal development. And by investing time on yourself is probably the most important investment that you ever make in your development as a human being and as a person of impact in the world. By simply putting aside scheduled time for you to either read, listen, or have conversations with people, things, and books that are going to give you information, going to give you advice on how you can become more than you are today. And that's really what it's about. If you put a conscious effort in every day to be around successful people, to have conversations with successful people, to listen to successful people on audio, and to obviously read, if that's the way that you learn best, you know, to work on that personal development. It is ultimately the most important thing that I believe you can do. It's like anything in life, you know, what we put into our bodies is what we're going to bring out, whether it's food, exercise, sleep, stress. You know, what we do to ourselves is what we become. So we truly believe, and I truly believe, not only from, you know, the business that I'm in now, but in life, is that you bring about what you think about. And if I continuously shut myself off, like you said, with brain-numbing activities, well, that's what I'm going to become. I'm going to become brain dead. And this is something that I teach my kids all the time. I talk to them about, you know, let's schedule some time to learn a little bit about what we need to do in the future. And we've made it part of our daily routine. So I would strongly encourage anybody, no matter where you are in life, whether it's just beginning or you've been doing it for a long time or you've got older kids, you've got no kids, it doesn't really matter, is start today. Start where you are, as Napoleon Hill says. Start where you stand and make a difference in people's lives. Having that philosophy in mind, start with yourself first. It's going to be very difficult for you to convince or to talk to people about personal development if you yourself are a mess.
Exactly. You want people thinking, I want to be like that guy. He's generous with his time, his money, his wisdom. And so by becoming a better you, you become a better leader, a better father, a better husband, and just a better contributor to life. And so you and I are always reading those good, positive books. And when you start talking to kids about that, about, you know, actually planning what's ahead and what you got to do what you plan to do, that instills it in them pretty young. And so many people today, I know of people that don't even have a day-to-day or a weekly planner. And I'm like thinking to myself, if you don't even plan your week, you're not going to plan your life. And so getting kids to do that at a young age, or even adults, is an amazing thing. And then I also thought of, I think it was in Ireland that Judy said it. I don't know, Judy Williamson, if she said it to everyone, or maybe you can remember. She said that Shane Moran said recently that OrganoGold is a personal development company. It's not necessarily a coffee company. Coffee is probably just something you would have, you're drinking while you're working with someone to help them improve their life and make a difference in their family. And so that's what OrganoGold really is. And everybody that I've interviewed about the partnership with the Napoleon Hill Foundation, this is not just a partnership in name or for a financial benefit of a company. They live and die by that, a relationship with the Napoleon Hill Foundation. And even Dr. J.B. Hill, the grandson of Napoleon Hill, said he loves OrganoGold because they're not offering all these, distributors aren't offering their training courses, and guys like yourself don't have your own training courses, and they're not offering any other training for OrganoGold distributors except Napoleon Hill Foundation and their publications and courses. And so that's a tremendous relationship that really identifies OrganoGold not only as a coffee company. Coffee is what you're drinking while you're having that relationship, but it's a personal development company, isn't it?
Absolutely. So in fact, I'm enjoying a cup of it right now. As we're talking, the relationship that OrganoGold has with Napoleon Hill World Learning Center, we take extremely, extremely seriously. It's one of the greatest things that OrganoGold has been able to procure over a short period of time. And we are not interested in making money from the sale of the books or the fact that we have our own exclusive branded copy. You know, Shane Moran talks about it all the time. He says, we're not interested in making any money from the sale of the book. What we're interested in doing and are going to do is to create an unlimited amount of success and freedom from the information in the book. In fact, 100% of the money that needs to be charged for the copy of the OrganoGold exclusive Thinking Grow Rich goes back to the World Learning Center, 100%, even the cost of making the book. See, we don't need or we don't want any of that money. We want people in our business to simply use the information in the book to create freedom. And that's really what I talk about. I talk about three things in our business. I talk about health because of what's in our product. I talk about wealth because it's important that you have some type of wealth for you to be able to exist. And then we talk about freedom. And that's really what our business is about. And in any business that I've ever been involved with, Tom, it doesn't matter if it's in construction, oil and gas, you know, this industry that I'm in right now, every one of those businesses rises and falls off leadership. And as Judas Williamson said, is that Organo Gold is a leadership development company, and that's really what we do. We just use coffee as a delivery system. I mean, what better product is there in the world today to offer to people than to sit down with them and have a cup of coffee and talk a little bit about what we have available for people out there? So let's get together and have a coffee. I'll bring a coffee. You bring a pad of paper and an open mind. That's really what it's about. So in Organo Gold, we have really been able to develop a system of success based on philosophy and the principles, the 17 principles of success. And we've integrated them so beautifully into the whole system of success that people don't even know that they're developing themselves first. And that's what's great about this, is when they finally realize that, hey, wait a minute, I keep going to these events and, they don't talk about money. They don't talk about success. They don't talk about cars and jets and boats. They talk about the mind. They say things like, you bring about what you think about. Surround yourself with successful people. If you want to do things successful people do, do what they do. They talk about this, having a purpose. They talk about envisioning your goals. Like, what is all this stuff about? I thought we were selling coffee. No. What we're doing is we're developing you. And see, Organo Gold's mission is quite simple. It's to become the most respected corporation in the world. It doesn't say the biggest, most money, fast to a billion, most millionaires, most people with a jet. No, it says the most respected company in the world. And by doing that, it's absolutely essential that we develop the right type of people. And whether you think you need development or you don't, that doesn't matter. Making a decision to get started in a company that believes that everybody does need this development is the key to your freedom. And that's really what this company is about, Tom. And that's really what I believe attracted me to this business, because, like I said earlier on in the conversation, is I've never looked for success. I've never believed that it was difficult to make money. Money is one of the easiest things in the world to find and to do and to make. But it's the belief in yourself that you can do it. That's the challenge. And that's what we don't really teach it in Organo Gold. We show examples of people who have raised their level of belief. And with that, they've raised their level of success. So follow the example. We're not telling you that you have to be a certain type of person. You have to be educated and you have to be 6 feet tall and you have to be 20 to 32 years old and you have to have, been born a Sagittarius to make this. No, none of that.
No.
Business is for everyone. If you're over 18 years old, you can get actually involved. But as we talked earlier, I've got people in my life that are 4 years old that are involved with the business. They're not obviously enrolled in the business, but they're involved with it. So really, this business is for everyone all around the world.
Exactly. And as you said, coffee is just the delivery system, because you never have to ask anyone, have you heard of this thing called coffee, where there's a lot of network marketing companies where they sell the newest juice or berry or concoction or even like a prepaid legal. I was involved once. You still got to explain this and convince people and twist their arms and go through a process to help them understand and learn and apply whatever the product is that you're selling. But in Organo Gold, you never have to say, have you heard of coffee? Do you want me to explain this to you? Or you just hand them the coffee, you make them the coffee, then you start talking about goals and changing your life and your legacy. And so you spend very little time explaining the product. Just obviously, if people are going to drink coffee, they got to like the taste. So you make them a cup of coffee, and then you start talking to them about their destiny, their legacy, their goals, their purpose. And as you say, you draw it out of them. You draw their own belief outside of them so that they can see that, wow, I could sit down with somebody and pour a cup of hot water in a cup with his coffee and introduced him to this book, Think and Grow Rich. And so that's what makes the business so incredible, is that it defeats a lot of the problems other network marketing companies have, in that it's coffee. My goodness, it's coffee. Everybody knows coffee. You don't have to explain it. And it costs less than retail store coffee or coffee shop coffee. So such a simple product that you can focus all your time on helping the person draw out the goals and the purpose and the legacy they never thought they would be able to live, because the product is so simple.
Yeah, exactly, Tom. It's, you know, a lot of the products that are available in this type of industry, network marketing, they're really good. They're good for you. They're top quality. And, you know, they all have their specific advantages. And that's really why this industry of network marketing is so powerful to many, many millions of people around the world, is it gives them an opportunity to do something they never thought they'd be able to do. And by offering a very high-quality product to people that they know, like, and trust, then they can, you know, increase their opportunity to success with this model, this business model. I just consider it a business model. My background has always been in a certain business model. You know, I was in a service industry, and this industry allows me to work with more people at a time, because, see, in the industry that I was in before, you know, I was at the top, and then I had some people below me that took care of some things, and then people below them, and so on and so forth. So it was very difficult for anybody in my business, my traditional business, to make more money than I did. And I thought to myself, you know, if I'm ever going to be able to make a difference in people's lives, I've got to be able to give them hope. I've got to be able to give them an example of what they can do, and they can exceed what I'm doing. That's the key component here, is that all we do is deliver a message, like you said, Tom. We deliver a message, and it's up to you how you're going to take that message and you're going to grow that message. And see, the power of network marketing is that leverageability, because, see, you mentioned it earlier about the franchise system. Yeah, like, it would be very difficult for me to go around the world and offer people a McDonald's franchise. First of all, I'm going to need about $1 million, and I'm going to need you to, you know, have about $3 million in the bank to back that $1 million that you need. That's risk capital. And then from that, you're going to have to work 12 to 18 hours a day, every day, in this restaurant. And, you know, we'll take care of the marketing, and then all your profits, you're going to give us a big portion of that as well. And then at the end of the day, whatever's left over, then that's what you're going to look for. So that's a different franchise model. The franchise model that I'm looking at is the people franchise. See, in network marketing, your capital, your $1 million worth of capital required, it's people. See, people are your capital. So the more people that you're able to share this opportunity with over a cup of coffee, the greater ability you have to leverage your time, your energy, and your money. So that's really all this business model is about to me. It gives me ultimate freedom, because I know the more people that I have a coffee with, or the more people that I've had coffees with who talk to other people, the bigger the business grows, and that gets me closer to my definite purpose.
Exactly. And as you even mentioned earlier, although you made a major, huge, ginormous commitment to do this and do it on the other side of the world for a one time only, before that, you were still an emerald. And an emerald lifestyle in OrganoGold is still a nice lifestyle, because you still had you didn't have to leave your job. The investment to get in is very low. Anybody can find it or borrow it. And tell me about that. As I said, like, the investment is very low to get in it, but even if you want to do it part-time, you want to do it in your spare time, you still want to keep your job, you're not that, you know, secure in leaving your job, you can still make a very, very good income at it, can't you, if you don't do it full-time, if you did it part-time, or at least if you start part-time, right?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, I mentioned at the beginning of the interview that, you know, we got started in the business in June 2008. OrganoGold, actually, from talking to Shane, I believe, sold its first box of coffee May 12, 2008. So we got started at the very, very beginning. It was through our great and amazing friend of ours, Ms. Marianne Node, who became the first woman diamond in Organo Gold. She actually was the one who gave Rhonda that first sample of coffee. It didn't look like it does today, but it was the idea that it was coffee. And my wife, Rhonda, she drank coffee, didn't know anything else about the industry, but, you know, it made sense to her because, you know, she could share it with some of her girlfriends. And I thought, well, that's a cute little business that you guys can start. So great, you guys, you know, get together as friends and you can do that. That'd be great. But what had happened, Tom, is that very quickly, as I talk about, by Rhonda just simply going out there and sharing this idea, because we didn't really have a marketing plan. We didn't have a presentation. We had nothing. We didn't have coffee because it took us, you know, 4 months for us to get product at that time. But it was just an idea. And so Rhonda went out there and started sharing it with our friends and our family, and they all got started. So very quickly we moved up the ranks, like you said, this emerald level. And an emerald level is a level in Organo Gold or any business that allows you to make an additional four figures a month. Just residually, and just on the side. So this is the challenge that we have with some of the people in our business today, is that you get complacent to the fact that, you know what, this is okay, this is enough. You know, I'm happy making an extra, you know, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 a month extra by not really having to do anything, but, you know, maybe having a couple of meetings a month and, you know, talking to people about this opportunity. So for us, life went on. You know, we had businesses going, we had kids, we had, you know, we had things we had to do. So for, you know, more than 2 years, you know, we were at this emerald level, which was comfortable. And that's really what I caution people against is, you know, don't let your comfort level be the limiting level of where you're going to grow in your business or in life. Because a lot of times what happens is people get to a certain point and it's good enough. And that's something that I warn against all the time, is because just like a job, nothing's guaranteed. You know, you don't know that these people are going to continue to keep doing this and you're going to be making this type of income. But when you narrow the field of your vision to yourself, meaning that, you know, well, I'm okay. I'm making an extra, you know, $4,000 or $5,000 a month. I'm okay. It's good enough. It's more than I ever thought I'd make. You need to broaden your horizons to say, okay, you know what? I'm making $4,000 or $5,000 extra a month. But a lot of the people on my team are not. So what do I need to do to help them get to this level? See, what happens in network marketing, not just our business, but any type of network marketing, is when you truly become the leader that you need to be to show people that they matter more than you do, that's when your business grows, and that's where how you really get the success in life. But, Tom, I truly believe that's life in whole. That your success, what I talk about, your success is your right. It's your right to be successful, but it's also your responsibility. So you need to take that very seriously, and you need to be able to share whatever it is that you're doing that's creating some success for you. You need to share that with other people. And mark my words, Tom, and I know you're smiling right now, your success will be guaranteed from that one simple concept. You caring more about people first than you do about your existing success will guarantee you exactly that, more success.
Exactly, and this is part of the principle of going the extra mile, Napoleon Hill's principle, and I think both you and I are similar. When I meet someone initially, what I'm thinking in my head is, what do I do, or how can I help this person in some way with their definite purpose or their goals or or improve their life? What can I do as a service for them? And if you go into a business or into anything with that in mind, without thinking in the back of your mind, like, I'm going to benefit from this, you'll do well in whatever you do. And yet at the same time, as you said, you don't want to get into a comfort level. But when I heard you say comfort level, I'm thinking of people who are thinking of getting into the business, But then they're like, well, I know I don't have the time. I do have my kids and the hockey and that. Get out of your comfort level, because $4,000 to $5,000 a month, even if it's $2,000 to $5,000, you know how much difference that can make in a lot of families' lives by, as you said, just having a few meetings and sharing some coffee with people a few times a month, two, three times a month. That's not going to disrupt your current lifestyle, and it's could really make a big difference in your family's income, you know, $2,000 to $5,000 a month on a part-time basis with a very low investment. That shouldn't get anyone too far out of their comfort zone if they're thinking about joining the business, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the challenges that we have around the world today is that some of the results of getting started with Organo Gold, you know, you start to get those results very quickly. And, you know, like you said, people get comfortable with that result because really they had nothing to compare to in the past and say, you know, wow, man, this is the first time I've ever made money in this type of industry. And you hit it right on the head when you said to them, you know, I truly believe an additional, you know, $500 a month is life-changing money to a lot of people in the world, especially in some of the areas that I've worked in my life, is that this makes a huge difference. And I liken it to a story that I once heard from one of the great leaders in Organo Gold. He talks about, you know, this old man sitting on a porch and he cut this dog. I don't know if you've heard this story, maybe you haven't. And every time this guy walked, every time he walked by the house, this old hound dog, he would just start howling. He was, you know, and then, you know, when he walked by, then the dog would stop. So this happened for about a week. Kept walking by the house, and this dog, every time he walked by, would just howl at him. Old man sitting on the porch, same spot, rocking chair, and the dog in the same spot. Every day. Same thing happened. So finally he got, you know, to a point where curiosity, you know, was just too much for him. So he walked up to the man on the porch. The old man on the porch said, Why is every time I walk by your house, your dog howls at me? And the old man looked at him and said, well, he's laying on a nail. And the guy looked at him and says, well, why doesn't he move? And the old man says, well, it doesn't hurt enough. See, so the story behind this is that, you know what? People are hurting. People need an opportunity. People are looking for something to move them from where they are to where they want to be. But it doesn't hurt enough, Tom. It doesn't hurt enough because it's okay. And see, that is 98% of the people in the world. Where they are in life today, it's okay. It hurts. I'm not happy, but it's okay. And this is really what my mission and my goal is in life, is to show people there's more to life than being okay. You can be amazing like you, Tom. You know what I'm saying? So that's what my message is to people out there, is that I believe that a leader needs to do a few very specific things. They need to listen more than they talk. They need to walk the walk. They need to show people before they tell people. I truly believe the leader doesn't tell you what to do, he can show you how it's done. And when you can get to that level of leadership, what happens is you start to attract that success. So stop chasing success. Stop waiting for it to bang on your door. It's not going to happen unless you change who you are today and in the future. And I strongly encourage you to start with yourself. Start with yourself and move on to the next person closest, and so on and so on and so on. That's really what this is. This is the business of life.
Exactly. And then another thing that the business helps as well is both of us know that the number single biggest Napoleon Hill principle is definiteness of purpose. And some people may have been beaten down enough in life that they may be at a point where they don't believe that their definite purpose or their passion is possible. But if you can help people identify laser-like, write down, read, and memorize a definite purpose that involves helping other people and being of service to others, and with a specific income level in mind, which can be a high income level too, that's probably one of the biggest things you can help people do is work on their definite purpose, identify it, write it down so that they know, and they know that they know that this is really what I was put on earth to do. And so I know you have an amazing definite purpose, but also tell us about that definiteness, not specific, well, tell us about yours, but also talk about that, about having a definiteness of purpose and how that helps this helps with you because you're on the other side of the world away from your family. If you and your family and your mastermind team don't have this definite purpose, it makes the challenges of being away from your family hard to take. But when you have a definite purpose that your mastermind team knows and you know it's the right one, that makes a heck of a difference, doesn't it?
Absolutely, Tom. I often, talk to people and I start my conversations with, getting people to raise their hand. Who wants more money? So everybody raises their hand. And who wants to drive a nicer car? Everybody raises their hand. Who wants, a nicer house? Who wants more vacation time? So of course everybody raises their hand. See, this is the underlying challenge that we have as leaders, is that everybody wants things. But see, wanting things is exactly just that. Then I'll ask a simple question. Who wanted that last year? Who wanted that 2 years ago? And everybody puts their hand up. Well, stop wanting. It's important to have a desire, because all success begins with desire. I said, but if you don't know how to get what you want by putting together a plan, how will you ever know you've got it? It's like going out, the old saying, I don't know if you ever heard this one, I'm going out for a Sunday drive. What does a Sunday drive mean? It means you're going nowhere. You're just going to drive around the neighborhood and look and see what's going on. You don't have any direction. You're just wasting time. But, if you have a specific goal and you say, look, I'm going to get in my car and I'm going to drive to, my mother-in-law's house, and she lives in Edmonton, okay? So I'm going to, I know the way to go. I know how far it is. I know how much gas I need, this kind of thing. So you put a plan together to make that happen. Well, that's life. And it's amazing to me. That's not now, but it may be amazing to some of the listeners on the call today, of how many people actually have zero idea where they're going in life. The problem with that is, how do you know where to get there? You're going to continue to go through your life not knowing where you're going to go, and you're going to end up going nowhere. You're going to end up, turning to an age where physically you're limited to the ability to make money. I often see, mature people doing jobs that, I truly believe it's not their dream job. They're doing the jobs that they need to do because they have to, because maybe some of the plans that they put together when they were younger, nobody ever sat down with them or had a conversation with them and said, look, you should be a little more specific on what you want to do in your life. And part of that being specific is picturing your success. Because if you don't know what it looks like, how are you ever going to recognize it? How do you know the language of your success? And that's really what it comes down to, Tom, is that's where the definiteness of purpose is absolutely the blueprint of your life. And so many of us have never heard of it, number one. And number two, never actually take the time to do it. I mean, and it's like I say, it's not enough for you to say, well, okay, next year I want more money. What does that mean? Next year I want more money.
Yeah, here's a quarter.
Okay, now you got more money, so you got that done. so what we talk about with Pauline Hill is taking the time, and I mean, there's exclusive instructions of how to create your definite purpose. It gives you step-by-step instructions of how to do this. Not only does it say detail what you want, but it says date it. It says make it specific. It's not enough to say I want a lot of money. I want $50,000, and I want, I will attract $50,000 into my life, and I will do that by May 15th, 2013. With that $50,000, I will do X, Y, and Z. And what I will do to get that $50,000 in service, I will do X, Y, and Z. We make it very, very specific. And I work with people all the time and help them to determine their definite purpose. Because, see, it's very difficult for me to to work with you if I don't know where you're going to go, because it's important to me that I know where you're going and I help you get there, because that helps me get to where I want to go. So we're all connected this way. And you know, Tom, I've had a definite purpose for many, many years, but it was, I can honestly tell you, and you know, this happens all the time, I can honestly tell you that, you know, my definite purpose is very broad. You know, my definite purpose was to be a millionaire by the age of 35 at one time. You know, so that happened. So we did that. I mean, I had a very specific date and there was a amount of money involved with that. But see, getting to that point, I wasn't very specific on what I was going to do to get there. So I did what I did, and I got there, and I wasn't satisfied. I was like, wow. Okay, I got here now, 35 years old. Most of the people that I know are still paying off their student loans. Now what am I going to do? Okay, so I didn't have a purpose, and that was really the key to me, that I didn't feel like I did anything, Tom. I didn't feel like I affected anybody positively. You know, I remember one of the conferences that we were doing with Organo Gold, and Don Green got up, and he was talking about, as he does, telling the stories amazingly, and he said, you know, one day they may erect a statue of you, but it won't be for what you have. It'll be for what you did. And it really impacted me when he talked that way, because that made a lot of sense to me, is that, you know what, you take a look at some of the historical figures in the world today, whether it's in this country or others, and it's not that they had a lot of money or they're rich or they had 10 cars or, you know, whatever it was. It was for what they did. And that was really what made me revisit my definite purpose. And I actually constructed, not my new, but a very specific definite purpose, August 19th, 2012. So not very long ago. But I made it very, very specific, because it was a lot of the things that I had a definite purpose for, but I made them, I put a lot more details, you know what I'm saying? So I had a rough outline, sort of like a blueprint of what I wanted, but I couldn't see it all. So what I did is I went back and I made this happen. And you know, in summary, you know, my definite, I'm looking at it right now, my definite purpose it's got a lot of details to it. But I can tell you right now that the end goal by the year 2020, yeah, so that's 12 years. And it's very specific about that 12 years from now, because in 12 years, my oldest son will be able to attend college. So he'll be 18 years old, give or take. And at that time, I want to have been a major contributor to the Napoleon Hill World Learning Center in its construction of the world's first Napoleon Hill University. And I want to be able to have my first born to be able to be one of the very first people to attend the university, which I know it'll be a regular university that has the regular courses. You know, you can become a doctor, a lawyer, you can become an engineer, you can become, whatever you want to do. But it'll have the basic philosophy, and I picture an entrance exam into this university. And part of that entrance exam, or the entrance requirements, will be that you show and can interview that your definite purpose is the thing that you have concluded. And it'll show that you have the proper mindset for creating that type of legacy, wealth or difference in the world. And see, I really picture this as being possible. So I know that the World Learning Center, they have their offices at the university, and Judith Williamson and Chino and all of the guys down there are doing an amazing job. And by me being able to be part of the last development course that just happened, it really opened my eyes to the importance of this definite purpose. And I plan on it, donating no less than $30 million to the advancement. Yeah, 30. It's very specific. $30 million, about $2.4 million a year is what I plan on being able to contribute, about $200,000 a month, to the advancement and the procurement of this world-renowned university. And I don't know how it's going to happen. Yet, Tom, but with people like yourself and Judith and Chino and Don Green and all of the amazing people that we have, then I know it's going to happen, because I can see it. I see what it looks like. I see it vividly in my mind what it looks like. I see the opening ceremonies. I see the people graduating from it. I see them making a difference in the world. I see them going into the world with the type of philosophy that success is your right, but it's also your responsibility. So I see this very specifically in my mind, what's going to happen. And I work every day toward getting that to happen. And, OrganoGold for me is going to be the vehicle that is going to allow me to get to that definite purpose. So that's really what it comes down to, is that I know exactly where I'm going. I don't know who I'm going to be going with. I hope it's you. I hope it's other people that are listening on the call today. I hope it's something that you take a little bit of this information today and you start to apply it. Because it's easy for you to listen and to read and to be around people who are successful. But if you don't take that one key ingredient, tell me, you know what I'm talking about, is action. If you don't do what you need to do to stop the pain, get off the nail. It's not doing you any good. Stop being complacent. There is a better life out there. You don't have to be, and you don't have to feel this uncomfortable for the rest of your life. So I strongly encourage you to, believe in yourself. Do what's necessary for you to change yourself. And be willing to change and help other people's lives.
Exactly. And boy, I wish I'd had, some of these medical monitors on me when you told me your definite purpose, because I'm sure my eyes got a little bit bigger, my heart beat a little bit faster, because, I've heard definite purposes that are great definite purposes, but they're like, oh yeah, that's a good one. But when you told me yours, a Napoleon Hill University, I was like, wow, I never heard of that for a definite purpose, and yet what an amazing university it would be. Imagine whatever you do, you're an engineer, a doctor, an MBA, but you have these universal, time-tested, university-taught now at two universities in the U.S., success principles. So you overlay the 17 success principles on an engineering degree, a doctor degree, an MBA degree. Well, boy, with just the 17 principles alone, you don't even necessarily need the degree. But when you put the two together, boy, you're going to be having people go out from there who not just have the dollars in the back of their brain, but who have the principles of going the extra mile and applied faith and doing more than paid for, definite purpose. They're going to be more effective at whatever they do with that overlay of the 17 principles being taught in the university. So when you told me that, I was like, wow, that is an amazing definite purpose. And then another thing, when you said it, because it rang true with me, when I first started selling Law of Success with Shane Moran over 25 years ago, I said, I'm going to be a speaker. I'm going to speak about Napoleon Hill. And further, at that time, I had no idea how it was going to happen. And if he had ever said, well, you're going to be talking about your arthritis and how you live with that to encourage people, I would have been pissed off. I would have been like, no, I don't want to talk about that topic. But even now, as you said, that's a huge, ginormous, definite purpose. And you really actually don't exactly know how it's going to come about. But because it's already come about in your head and you can see it, you know that with the work you're doing with OrganoGold, with the people involved with OrganoGold, and with the Napoleon Hill Foundation partnership, that it's actually a possible definite purpose, right? You know it. You've seen it in your head.
Yeah, without a doubt, Tom, it's going to happen. Because I truly do believe that one person with courage is a majority. And all I need is people like yourself and some of the other amazing business partners that I have around the world to see just a little bit about what I see. That's all I need, is that the belief in one is powerful, the belief in many is unstoppable, and it all starts with people like yourself and really knowing exactly what you want to do, being specific on what you want to do, dates, times, and the amount of money that's going to be required to do it. And like I said earlier, is that I don't have to worry about how the rest of it's going to fall in place, because, see, that is success mentality, and I will attract the right people to me who will help this happen because it's the right thing to do.
Wow, and can you imagine your son? He's graduating from Napoleon Hill University, like the first graduate. My goodness, any job he applies for, he's going to get an interview and get hired.
I tell you, it's, you know, the year 2024, he'll graduate from the university with something. I don't know what it is. He's very mathematician, he's very mathematical. So, you know, maybe he'll be an engineer, maybe he'll... you know, maybe he'll be a poet. I don't know. It doesn't matter what he's going to be. What I do know is that whatever that is, it'll have a basis in making Grow Rich.
Wow. Wow. And that's an amazing basis to have for your life, no matter what you do, whether you're a nurse, a teacher, an engineer, anything you do, if you put those principles into effect, you're going to love what you do more, you're going to help more people than you normally would, and you're going to earn more money. And boy, if you combine those three things, that makes everything a lot nicer, and you don't have to necessarily be an entrepreneur or anything. If you have a passion for something and you use the 17 success principles as part of that, you're going to make a difference in the world. And so what a tremendous definite purpose. I know it's going to be accomplished. I'm going to assist however I can, and that would be an incredible thing to come to the graduation ceremony for your son in that first year's graduating class.
Yeah, I look forward to moving forward with yourself, Tom, and some of the other amazing people that we had an opportunity to sit down with over the last 8 or 10 days in Ireland, and it really was a life changing experience for me. So,
excellent.
Really appreciate what you do.
I'll give you 1 minute just to finish up. I know you're running off to drive kids to hockey. We got a little bit over time, but just share some final thoughts before I let you go.
Absolutely, Tom. Well, I think what I'd like to do is just leave everybody with this advice, is that, you know, in life, you don't get what you want, you get what you picture. I strongly encourage you not to become complacent in where you are in your life today. There's so much more that you have to offer the world. Believe that you're worth more. Believe that whatever you want, whatever you picture, you can do. And really have the courage to take the action to create the results to become free. Become the example people want you to be, because people need you to be that example. Lead by example and make a difference in people's lives. So I'll just leave you with that, Tom, and I appreciate everything that you've done. I appreciate the time that you spend, the time that you invest with myself and other people around the world sharing the message out there that's so important. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for your time today, Steve. Have fun in the hockey rink today watching your boys play hockey, and have an amazing Christmas, and we'll keep in touch.
Thanks, Tom.
Have an amazing day.
Thank you, sir.